Just like my bumper music says, we have to work together and help make this change. We have to find a way to have a legal arm and a grand jury system of science and technology to be able to have an accountability system for the people who make these decisions on city councils, boards, and the rest of it, and the government's making it a point saying, well, watershed issues are really local issues, and so therefore they can make their decision. There's where the corruption is, and we have to work it through. And the Environmental Protection Agency director is coming in front of Congress and saying, well, we have a new program called WaterSense, and it's an innovative partnership that helps American consumers and businesses and government make smart choices. Well, part of that WaterSense system are coloring books, which go to schools. They've been doing it for 5 years. They're United Nations coloring books to try to put forth on the water system and how it works and how the United Nations is building a better world and how they're going to save things and in terms of saving the resources. Never telling that this is a selective population control system. EPA director, assistant director, is telling Congress on November 8th of this year that toilets account for 30% of the water used in the home, and they waste 900 billion gallons per year by flushing old inefficient toilets. That's a true statement. But what they're not saying is that they want to have certain people have that WaterSense labeled model and on all the food and all the water. And I'm going to do a whole show on this in terms of how they want to have waterless urinals and the rest of it. And also keep in mind that the future control through the United Nations, through U.S. Congress, is based on the amount of money that will be charged for our food and water and resources, of which means that we will not own our property. I've talked about several eminent domain shows on Parker Pathways concerning how this scheme works to develop. You own the land through the water and the riparian rights that come through. And if you're over 62 years of age, you won't be able to use more than 2,000 gallons of water per day. And you'll get charged for it over there. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and 800-313-9443.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and it's republicbroadcasting.org, and we can be heard on podcasts, and call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And what I would like to ask the Parker Pathway listeners and their friends to do is to think about your symptoms of after you drink water or have your associated with water, like taking a shower, drinking the tap water, and doing the rest of it. If you have rashes in the groin area, develop pustules on your face, to be able to have a weakened anemia system all of a sudden found, or you've had a relative who has recently died prematurely, and what they were doing before they died, write it out, send it to me, and confidentially. Everything's in confidence. You can have your initials or put a name by the thing, but make sure that I have some way to get back to you. And send it to Dr. Wynn Parker at P.O. Box 864. We'll use the town of Millbrae, M-I-L-L-B-R-A-E, California, 94030. And we're not going to talk about you on air, but some of the composite of these symptoms to show the trend of how the epidemiology for these blood and brain tumor disorders from the drinking water and plus the colon cancers and the bladder cancers for males, the sperm disorders for males, the abortion rate increases for certain parts of the United States. We'll do our own epidemiology map and present it to Congress. And that's what I will do. I will present it to Congress. You want to be part of that presentation? Send it, and we're going to, you know, work a change, because we need to make the change in order to put things on ballots, change the way. And we keep in mind, the United Nations gets $5 billion a year from the United States. They don't make a product. They don't develop anything. They go to conferences and they do the rest. The way to beat them is this way. We report what's necessary to report what's happening to the people. This country was formed by people, people who thought about things, which gives us back to the man of the year, Vladimir Putin. I said earlier in the show that if I had my way, it would be the Japanese researcher who developed stem cells from human skin, and it would be the lawyer from Pakistan, Iktar Mohammed Ghotri, who was able to point out the constitutional derailment of the development of United Nations policy in Pakistan based upon the New World Order. And he called it. He called it Chief Justice there. And then, of course, we may end up next year with General David Petraeus being the man of the year. I'm not sure, but we may. But I've read some of the counterinsurgents material from the Department of Defense on what he's doing. Positively brilliant. He would exceed Napoleon on some of the strategies that are going on. But the whole thing is, we have Putin. We have Vladimir Putin and the concept of the man of the year and the way he's going. Well, this is the same thing as giving the Nobel Prize to Al Gore for a bogus climate change policy that was implemented, by the way, several years before Al Gore made his bogus film. So the three people under Putin that need to be watched in terms of the new boardroom war map, because Russia is doing their work and trying to interfere with the boundary systems of America to see how far they can test us. The person that I would watch is Dmitry Medvedev. Dmitry is an advisor to the St. Petersburg mayor, Shobak, Mayor Shobak, who's still alive. And he may be the next successor to Putin. The whole position on Russia is to determine the oil rights under the Law of the Sea Treaty. And Dmitry is a far more shrewd than any person alive on this planet right now. The other one to watch is Igor Sesin, and he is the chief of staff of the straddling roles of the old KGB and the St. Petersburg, what's called a pro-democratic government. Igor will probably completely manipulate the total United Nations philosophies in our lifetime. And then, of course, Viktor. Now, Viktor Chesinov is now in charge of what is called the Federal Drug Control Service. And he was also a one-time KGB officer. I remember Viktor. And I consider Viktor Chesinov to the Federal Drug Control Service will be part of the new global CIA in the future. While everyone's thinking that they're fine and let's figure out what our next latte is going to be, keep in mind that the control of the food and water from Viktor under the new world agency of the Federal Drug Control Service, it's going to be called the World Drug Control Service. That's what Viktor is going to do. That'll be in our lifetime. And this all came and hatched in the 1980s in East Germany when the wall was still up. And There's a backstory which someday I'll talk about as to how that wall came down really, and the players that were lining up for the New World Order and what Reagan did. He probably, in his own way, saved the world in a way that you cannot believe. So this brings us to the law system and how things look. Remember last show, I talked about somebody that I haven't met, Ivanta Pappas, being denied a transplant in the transplant system of the Anderson Institute Anderson Cancer Institute in Houston, where she has to come up with $235,000 plus in order to get her inflammatory breast cancer stage 4 in a clinical trial. Of course, clinical trial patients, as you know, are not supposed to be involved in paying for those things. Let's add the other dot. We have a case coming in that is also made news of, a case against Cigna Insurance Company. And this is a case for a liver transplant that was denied to a patient. And the attorney is bringing up the fact that that the insurance company should be charged with manslaughter. I totally agree, and I have talked about this before, and I'll add this other dot that's so critical you can't believe it. In California, they have 59 health officers for 59 counties. On a yes and no vote, they said that chloramine didn't show any substantial adverse effects for humans, because no one was reporting any, for one thing, and they're denying the fact that, as I put out, in chloramine caused collateral health damage. Well, you know, that we're a human processing plant. That's what I call it. And the whole thing, and I have been several countries have picked up on that, and they say I'm not only right, that I should get some kind of science award or something for that, and I don't want an award. I don't want an award. I want to put this on the ballot. I want to change the Constitution. I want the medicine protocols to change. And we can't do that without the concept of understanding that the health officers, on a voice vote, using their own bibliographies in concerning how harmful and suspicious this whole thing is from the government to have chlorine, chloramine, and chloral dioxide in the water, when it shows animal studies again that it causes liver cancer and leukemia in rats, and then the experiments on humans that went up to 1989, which I reviewed, all of the peer review systems on that, to discover that not only did they know that the process of the bone marrow system was being deviated, and at that time stem cell couldn't come into the picture because everybody was concerned about embryonic stem cell systems. So therefore, the United Nations is consulted, and the CDC is told, well, 5% is called the economy of scale. That 5% of the population is going to die anyway, so therefore we're not going to do anything about it, and we're going to charge states $10,000 a day if they don't add this poison to the water. And, of course, now there's up to 2,000 disinfectant byproducts that are in the water at the moment. 35 of them are completely carcinogenic. And, of course, the environmentalists want to put into the law case on an amicus curiae brief into the Supreme Court to take bottled water out of the market. $11 billion market, and the whole thing is I've never in my entire system forced people to go out and buy a bottle of water. They do it on their own. And the whole process is the fact that the water system, you can't have a complete water system in the bottled water as well. So this affects the healthcare system. So the healthcare system is now based upon the fact it's not even talked about. The manslaughter charge against health officers who vote yes and no, I call it not manslaughter, but it's below that is medical negligence. The health officers are civil servants. They can be fired like any other civil servant that's in the system. So therefore, what I'm saying, that people should go onto the mat, go face up, and say, this is the deal. We have to have an accountability of this, and this is why I want the grand jury of science and technology for the 21st century, for this very reason. More than 15% of the people that drink that water are going to have the possibility of dying. We'll come back on the other end of the break. and take it up a notch. All in.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways, December 23, 2007, and we're talking about something quite serious in terms of how health officers should be accountable in medical negligence for decisions that are quite real. If you don't research it well enough and you put it down to the idea of being able to say, well, we're going to determine dosages in the food and water based upon the fact of the reaction at the other end. If people do not know what their symptoms are, or if they don't know why the death occurred the way it did, people email me all the time about premature deaths of people after I called attention to it last year, and in their 40s and 50s, they just dropped dead, and nobody figures out. In fact, I used to say, well, you could take a picture of the gym that they were working in, their bottle of water sitting in their treadmill stand. So don't be bashful about giving me some information, and all in confidence, and some of the symptoms and how you're working it out, and we're going to see what we can do with this. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact we already have tapes, videotapes of people. We already have testimonies. We already have. We've had that for 3 years. And so there there are other issues here that get into the healthcare system, which are called credentialing hospitals because through economic credentialing of hospitals as a response to specialty hospitals that doctors are putting up as a result of unaccountable concepts of modernization. It's called the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003, is now being kicked in. And this is a trend by these traditional hospitals toward these adaptations of economic credentialing, where a doctor has to have so much money in order to be in the hospital system, because a lot of the credentialing has to be on economic basis rather than professional compliance. So the specialty hospitals are going to siphon off a lot of the business that goes to the traditional hospitals where they have a system on the ability to pay. This is a absolutely serious business of the jurisdictions that that permit hospitals or prohibit economic credentialing in some form. Economic credentialing of doctors is the core of the future healthcare system, and it's also another reason for the social planners to have the number of illegal immigrants in the United States to move it up to at least, it'll be 45 million on the estimate in the next 2 years to be accountable to shift the healthcare system into a different arena of economic credentialing of physicians in order to have the socialized medicine take place. As it now stands, economic credentialing of physicians can occur in the following states: Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, North Carolina, New York. It is prohibited to have economic credentialing at the moment in California, Virginia, Texas, Tennessee, Rhode Island, Louisiana, Idaho, District of Columbia, Colorado, and California. And the Baptists have been the lobbyists for moving to have the federal action on the matter of jurisdiction to be dismissed. So the Baptists are in court, and they call it they're basing it on the Arkansas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, which is part of the hidden agenda for one of the presidential candidates that I won't name from Arkansas. It's based upon the fact of the socialized medicine to be implemented through the law case of Murphy versus Baptist Hospital, and which is a private charitable nonprofit corporation. That's the line in the sand in order to change the socialized medicine system and how it will be implemented. This also affects the concept of the new genetic tests in the consumer market under the Human Genetics Act, which is the concept of being able to develop various disease states by the consumer in their home. And then the samples are sent to a central center, which will, at the moment, it is a basic company, but it will be centered into the new testing centers, which will be implemented across the world. In other words, it'll be possible to analyze your disease state because of electronic medical records, which are already being implemented. In other words, all of your medical records to be implemented electronically. The testing services that will be involved a company which is called Decode, D-E-C-O-D-E, and this is going to be a service company that'll implement the whole process of these various specialty hospitals, genetic engineering and genetic coding and chromosome mapping, which will be a takeoff on what happened in the World Trade Center analysis of the gene structures of the people that died in the World Trade Center. They're using this new technology into this system of the coding system. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll continue the subject of testing, services, and Santa Claus.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing genetic testing for the consumer. The consumer will be able to work on their own genome after it's done on them with Decode, and which is a punch-in system with a password. And the other company that will make a lot of headlines is a company called Sofagen. I've analyzed their position on their software and intellectual property, and it looks very good in terms of providing personalized genotyping systems. The other company that will be headlining in the next couple of years will be Almac Diagnostics, and that's a service provider that of which the public will be able to access. And after their genome is there, and then they'll be able to make predictions and develop. And the new medicine is you have your genome, and you go to a physician who will be trained, hopefully, to understand it. And then they'll make the diagnostic development from that. That will be accessible information of your gene structure will be your diagnosis. If you happen to be into an economic credentialing hospital system that's permitted, then only the specialized physicians will be able to give you the advanced information. If you are in a prohibited economic credentialed hospital, you will only be able to get the advanced gene structure diagnosis, which is the future medicine, if the physician who has the most status, like an organizational chart, in the hospital, that's a specialty hospital. It won't look like a hospital that you see right now. These are all being built right now, physically built in the United States of America, and in Europe are pretty much on their way. So this brings us to the year 2007 and the events that had little pieces of significances that led to this present development of the manipulation of our food, water, and medical protocols, and other decisions. Of course, the big story of 2007, of course, is the climate intergovernmental panel change, which released its assessments on global warming, and the idea that the next year we'll have at least 12 bills in U.S. Congress to go along with the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Every one of these concepts should be fought to the hilt, and I'll do many shows on how that can be done. The other story, which I'm paying a lot of attention to in the coming shows that happened in the year 2007, is the Australian drought. The Australian drought has a lot of implications concerning how they want to manipulate chemicals in the drinking water and the new kinds of reservoir systems that they want to put in. The people in Australia are to be commended for put forth ways to handle their water systems in the terms of the climate change. I'm going to do everything I can to work with the Australian issue. I would not have gone along with John Howard as the prime minister that was just elected on signing Kyoto, but I realize that is their prerogative and that's the way they're going. But I think that they've been a little misguided from that. The other story that I think has had a tremendous impact that I did was the concept of obesity in terms of the chemistry of it and how that's being distorted as well by the World Health Organization, who is trying to implement the concept that climate change is the cause of obesity or other kinds of diseases, which they can attach mosquitoes to that, but the whole problem is that more water and stale water and you're going to cause malaria and so forth. But the whole concept of the, I think that the development of diabetes and heart disease and arthritis as outcomes from the obese situation is a molecular chemistry, a metabolic syndrome concept that's being misguided and being used by the social planners to try to control the amount of food and water that we drink. And they don't hide that. They don't hide that's their social plan, to isolate various peoples in the world to be able to say they're obese or they're not, and try to work it that that there's an inhibit a chemistry that you can only get from fat cells in the body. I have a lot to say about this, and I'll cover it in the next shows. Another story that doesn't get a lot of play is the loss on the earth of the Yangtze river dolphin. It's going to become extinct, and is just down to a few of these dolphins. But they figure that there are about 155 left of these dolphins. But what's happening with this particular dolphin that's so important is that it's the closest mammal on the Earth that has the chemical profiles of humans. And this is a representative of the Lipotae family, and it's the last evolutionary link of humans from the sea. And the chemistry of this particular Yangtze River dolphin, or the Banshee, is of extremely important survival system for the human species. Another story that you don't get much play on that I think was incredibly important to Parker Pathway shows was the ability of China to be able to accurately pinpoint a laser destruction of their own satellite. And they were giving the United States a real signal this past year that they were able to destroy one of their own GPS satellites with a ballistic missile. They did it last January. And when I the reason I've been very upset about all this is the fact that this has a lot to do with the United States giving some of the technologies to China with our missile system to China and the anti-satellite research system during the Clinton era. And I've been very upset about this, and because it has more implications than you can believe. I mean, to be able to accurately destroy your own satellite from thousands of miles going and circling the Earth and be able to hit it directly is an ominous sign. And it was a weather satellite, and the Chinese were able to hit it pinpoint as it circled the Earth. And it did it from Zhaisheng, which is located in the center of China. Another ominous sign. Another story that never made a lot of news was the that affect Parker Pathway shows was the discovery in the year 2004 of the giant cold spot in the universe. This is a void of cosmic microwave backgrounds that create quantum fluctuations. It's 40 times the volume of the previous record that was discovered years ago, and this was according to NASA's new WMAP satellite, which is one of the most sophisticated satellites known in the world at this time. And this has a lot to do with the concept of collisions of universes. And this is going to be a very important subject in future Parker Pathway shows. I've used a lot of information from this discovery on Parker Pathway shows to accommodate it for the formation of quantum mathematics of water on the planet and the dangers that we're in. The other story that doesn't get much play, it was printed a few times, was the story of the demise of the beginning demise of the honeybee. And the honeybee, of course, is necessary for the formation of fruit and vegetables and other forms of food on this planet. And to pawn it off that it's a fungus, that's a true, or it might be a parasitic mite that's destroying the honeybee, is a cover-up before the platform of what's called the Israeli paralysis virus, which is what they called it because of the Israelis discovering in colonies. And this virus is what is really the AIDS virus for bees. This has to be researched and discovered. I'll be talking a lot in the future about this. The other story that I find of most important to Parker Pathway shows is the concept of claiming territory in the water by the Russians and Canadians, and how they want to develop and the new battles that are going on right now for the seabed and the riches under the Law of the Sea Treaty. The Arctic system is a new battleground for the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea, and the reason they're working so hard to be able to ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty is to gain the seabed as part of a sovereignty for the United Nations, so that they will. So you have to pay the United Nations to mine or drill in the sea. The other story that that I found to be interesting was the discovery of the functions of the Earth concerning planet size using video technology from satellites. And for instance, like the Earth is much smaller than we thought. The Earth's cleanest oceans lie in the middle of the South Pacific, for instance, or the lack of chlorophyll and nutrients makes the lifestyle change on the Earth. It has nothing to do with the climate. It has to do with the kinds of shapes and the developments of currents that define the measurement of the diameter of the Earth. And the sun's rays hitting those diameters that change the Earth. And then, of course, we have the right to life issue, a story which has to do with disabled children being able to show gene structures that can affect the quality of life and the sexuality of the babies. This is a very important discovery that happened in 2007. And can help the future of disabled people, provided they are allowed to eat and drink under the new laws that are going to be passed this coming year. The other story of the future that affects it happened in 2007. The whole thing about universes. And how universes are being discovered all the time. We have to accept, and I'm going to be talking about this quite a bit. I wanted to do it today, but we don't have time today, about parallel worlds. We may have to accept the concept that parallel worlds really exist, and the whole thing is that parallel worlds may influence our survival more than we could possibly believe. The other aspect of a story in 2007 was the a story that did break, but it wasn't played up because the United Nations media control wanted to control it. It has to do with noise. And how it affects how much noise we get all the time, and it causes the accumulation of adrenal cortex storage, and it causes inflammation. It causes in the body. It leads to impaired blood circulation. It leads to heart attacks. It leads to concepts of, and these are all studies that have been done, which have been buried in the World Health Organization's profiles, and it causes. Local and national governments to justify their activities. Instead of working it to help the people, they have used it against us in terms of concept of how city councils and water boards have used this information of noise, of all things, to work it through that we are being influenced in ways that causing the tumors of the brains from the wireless phones and the noise from that. So this brings up, those are influencing stories, and as I can understand it from studies around the world, that Santa Claus is believed in by about 86% of the thousands of children that have been asked about it up to the age of 15. And I will not discern the fact that Santa Claus should not be disposed of, but the whole thing is that the China letter and the whole concept of celebrating Christmas in China and Japan is getting more westernized all the time, and it's more westernized than it is that than America. So to coming out on a good note, if you all this is good stuff, you need to know it in order to survive from the day. If you want to know where to get a good wine, this is not a sponsor or anything of that sort, but you can get a good wine from Powers Winery, Muscat in Columbia Valley, year 2006, vintage, and Vineyards Muscat Canelli in Paso Robles, California, year 2004. That bottle will run around $10.50 a bottle. And then a good Spanish wine is Torres Anex Barraca, which is it has a good taste to it, and you won't have trouble. It's very earthy. And then, of course, the Geyser Peak Winery Sauvignon Blanc in California, on the year 2006, is sort of a middle ground wine that you can have. And if you want to have some good candy, I received some good candy from Aida Candy Stores in Northern California. It's the best chocolate candy I've ever eaten in my life. Aida Candy Store in Northern California, somewhere out there. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm going to have the last 5 minutes of Parker Pathways for you 2007.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is the beginning of the new year, and I want to make sure that everybody gets a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And keep in mind that the little process of the Kyoto Treaty in Congress wants to put on a global tax coming up this year. They want to put it in there and try to have a global tax. They want to, in San Francisco, they want to tax caffeine. In San Francisco, as an example, for national purposes, they want to tax large stores that sell various forms of sodas and the rest of it. And this is the way we're going to see the world, you know, coming in. For instance, Diet Pepsi's got an advertisement that says, "Wake up, people," and they've trademarked that, "with ginseng and more caffeine." And you get 2 liters of Diet Pepsi, and it's your coupon is good for up to $1.50, and to buy this particular drink. I can tell you right now that the concept of the battle for bottled water, drinking water, and the recycled water system, that these concepts and where these folks in the soda get their water, is something that I've hinted at for a lot of shows. And you can't pass through life and expect this to come out right. You have to have the new year in terms of looking at the ways that we are being looked at by other nations. And to be leaders in the world, we have to develop positive attitudes as to exactly who is our enemy. The whole thing comes down to the fact that I don't like the idea of the United States map for the United Nations concept of promoting Islam makes the United States green. I don't like the idea of people in other countries saying, "Well, we're going to have the Islamic flag flying over the capital of the United States of America." But that's the war we're really fighting. And like it or not, the fact of life is that we're in the battle of our life. And any time you can have these bogus things that happen in the world that cause us to actually be controlled and owned by various forms of government entities as are supported by other countries, and have our speech interfered with, is something that we need to take a very close look at. It's like the House of Representatives Bill 4167 on Media Ownership Act, which is something that who owns the broadcasting station, or who is the process by under the guise of being able to control the systems under fairness doctrines. If we were to have fairness doctrines, we have to be fair to ourselves. God bless all of you, RBN, and thank you, listeners, for making Parker Pathways a great show. I want to thank my producers, and I want to thank Kurt particularly, and I want to thank the people who support this show. God bless America, Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas. I just knew too.